I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. When your neighbors are countries like Iraq and Syria, it's not easy to maintain stability, let alone provide a safe haven for a flood of refugees. Rama Hadadin of the Jordanian Bible Society.
Syrian refugees and Iraqi refugees, when they first came to Jordan, the church was the first welcoming shelter for them.
Today, local churches are working with the government to provide shelter, food, and more for refugee families, and they love being asked why.
We're doing what Jesus asked us to do. This is His love. It wasn't made for some people. It was made for all people.
And to find out what you can do, just visit missionnews.org. We've told you about the new kids' educational channel coming out this year with Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. Well, Rex Rogers says that Sat7 is now ready to launch this new channel called Sat7 Academy in early September, and they're very excited about what this means.
It's aimed at refugee and displaced children. There's 13 million Arab kids over there who are not in school or are in poor schooling situations. And we look at that, socially speaking, as a threat to not only their future, but the future of the Middle East.
To combat the refugee child education crisis, Sat7 Academy will teach reading, math, and science in Arabic. Please pray for children to become critical thinkers as they learn from Sat7 Academy and to discover the truth of God's Word. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside lives transformed by God's fingerprints. You can get yours for free when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.